First case, please.
Thank you. First case is number 11551, the application of Michael and Maria Paradin. Site is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being west of Grand Avenue, approximately 1,500 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and also being lot 36, block 6 within Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38858 Grand Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.18, parcel number 42, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a variance of 3.83 feet from the required side yard setback of 10 feet for HVAC equipment and a dwelling. And two, they're requesting a variance of 1.64 feet from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for the dwelling. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, I'm Maria Paradin, and my residence is Middletown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Right.
Thank you.
Michael Paradin from Middletown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I am representing the applicant tonight, Michael and Maria Paradin. Mr. and Mrs. Paradin own lot 36, block 3, in the Cape Windsor development, which is located on the south side of Route 54, west of the Fenwick Island. Exhibit A in the exhibit packet that I just handed out is a survey of their lot. As you can see, the lot is 50 feet wide by 90 feet deep. It fronts on the west side of Grand Avenue. A lagoon borders the rear of the lot, and the lot size is 4,594 square feet. As I know you're aware, Cape Windsor was originally developed as a mobile home community. It has unique setbacks. It has a 5-foot front setback, 10-foot side setbacks, and a 20-foot rear setback. There's been a history in Cape Windsor over the past 20 years of replacing older mobile homes with larger modern dwellings, and that is the plan of Mr. and Mrs. Paradin. They plan to replace a double-wide mobile home that has been demolished with a new home approximately 33 and a half feet wide by 61 and a half feet in length. In order for the home to fit on their lot, the Paradins are requesting two variances, as Mr. Lank stated, and these are shown on Exhibit B. One is a variance of 3.83 feet on the north side yard, and the variance of 1.64 feet on the rear 20-foot setback. The south side will comply with the 10-foot setback, and the front will be a 10-foot setback rather than the required 5-foot, which would permit parking of a vehicle in front of the house. The proposed new home was reviewed by and approved by the Cape Windsor Community Association, and there's a letter in your packet as Exhibit C. As to the variance requirements, the variances are needed due to the practical difficulties associated with the uniqueness of Cape Windsor development and its ongoing transition from an older mobile home park to a modern community, and also the rather smaller size of the lot. Again, it's less than 5,000 square feet. The variance will allow the reasonable use of the property, and that is in a manner similar to other lots and other new homes in Cape Windsor. The situation here is not self-created, but it results from the actual lot size, and that was the original design of Cape Windsor development, and again, as I said, the transition to a year-round community. The variances requested are minimal, and they do represent the minimum required for the reasonable use of the property. And the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and actually will be very similar to many other properties that have been improved with the help of variances from the board. Exhibit D shows the Cape Windsor development with Grant Street highlighted. The Paradin's lot is the lot marked in yellow. The lots marked with the circle are lots that have had variances granted by the board for placement of new homes or other reasons. And as you can see, variances have been approved for several lots directly across Grant Avenue from the Perigene's lot on lots 21, 22, and 24. The board has noted on prior cases in Cape Windsor that the lots are unique in terms of size and that there is a practical difficulty in the ability to allow for modern replacement structures without variances. The Perigene's proposed new home will be an improvement and an asset to the community. As I noted, it has been approved by the HOA, and there will be no negative impact on values or uses of others in the development and will be consistent with the nature of the development. And Mr. Perigene, is everything I just stated true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you may have.
We'll start with the members of the board. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr.
Don't we normally have your adjustments normally on your left-hand side of your lots, isn't that correct? And leaving the right-hand side open, isn't that normal down that in that area? I was just curious to find out why we're doing it on the right-hand side of the lot.
I'm not sure if there is any standard variance. I've done them on both sides. I can't answer that question.
Okay, it's immaterial. I mean, you need the adjustment, I see that. But I was just under the impression we normally looked at the left-hand side of the lot, and they were usually using parking on the right-hand side for some reason. They didn't want the HVACs facing some of the buildings down there.
Yeah, I've done several variances in Cape Windsor, and I think I've done them on both sides. And in fact, I think I've had some where I've done them on both sides on the same lot. So
okay.
I do understand what you mean, that there's a standard kind of pattern, but I don't know how uniform that is.
Okay, I just was curious of that. Mr. Lank, is our paperwork correct? We have a site 40 on our site plan that was presented to us. I was looking, is that Grant Avenue? It doesn't look, it's 42, and I think you'll find that on the site map that Councilor has just showed us, that's not the lot that's in yellow.
Well, parcel number 42 is actually lot number 36.
Right. Is that wrong? That's wrong, isn't it?
What we have is correct.
What you have is correct.
Parcel number 42, lot 36.
And the applicant has that correct?
Let me look at it and make sure. Yeah, 42 is down the road a piece.
Yeah, I think that's...
It's the second... let me find my click then.
That's the second...
it's the second lot in from the...
Second lot in from
T.
The...
Right.
Okay, that is Grant Avenue, though.
It is the same street.
Same street. Okay, there's not... You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see what lot I was talking about there?
Yeah, I thought I had marked... I think it's tax map parcel 42, lot 36. Do I have the wrong lot marked?
Yeah, yep, the wrong mark, but that's fine. That's it. Just so we have it straight, we know what it is. It's the second.
I hope I have the right street.
No, you got the right street.
You got the right street.
You got the right street. It's the second lot in.
You're right.
Second lot in. You're all right.
Second lot in from the T.
Yeah.
Right church, wrong pew.
Right. Okay, I just want to make sure we didn't have that on the record wrong.
All right. Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Mr. Mills. I do have one question. Mr. Lank, the HVAC can actually encroach, is it 3 or 5 feet?
Pardon?
HVAC, it can encroach, is it 3 or 5 feet?
Yes, it's 36 inches by code by 3 foot.
I got you. Okay. So we still need a variance.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the one... If I can expand upon that, and Mr. Fuqua may correct me, but it appears based on the drawing prepared by the draft person who drew this proposed dwelling, the HVAC Is that a dimensional line, 6.17, or is that to the dwelling itself?
I think that's to the dwelling
itself.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So the HVAC unit
runs
parallel.
Parallel to the
perpendicular
building.
With the wall of the unit.
And I wasn't sure myself.
Yeah, right. It appeared to be dimensional, but.
So that clarifies that.
Can I also expand upon that? There's a little L just behind the HVAC unit. What is that?
Is that a fireplace?
Yeah, fireplace bay, box bay window, or what?
That is the fireplace, yeah.
And fireplace, okay. Just wasn't noted. And then there's a circle.
Propane.
Propane for the fireplace.
Propane. Oh, okay.
Sir, so if you can step up to the mic, so to speak, because that way the mic can catch it.
So yeah, that's the fireplace.
Propane.
Okay.
Yeah, the box is the fireplace, and the little circle next to it is the propane.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
On a roll.
You are. Go ahead.
Do you have a set of steps in the front? How wide are they? The setback's a minimum of 5 foot, so that's not an issue, but I was just trying to clarify. There is, it's 10.16 to the front of the house, and then there's a couple steps that go up to a landing and then go up into the built into the house.
I don't have that.
It looks square.
Yeah.
And it appears to be 4 feet. That's what it appears to be. You can go out as close as 5 to the property line.
That's what it's showing, isn't it, Mr.
It's not. It just that doesn't have a dimension on it.
Yeah, it'd be less than 5.
Well, it's a, that's kind of FYI.
More than 5.
Okay.
On the property line.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just want to make sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see what he's saying. Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11551. There is a uniqueness to the property. It certainly, council has demonstrated that the standards for granting a variance are in order here. 50 by 90. And, that's the regular shape of the lot. It's a small lot, 50 by 90. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. This is going from a mobile home park to an AR1 district, which makes these lots, these setbacks a lot different. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Most all the homes down there are in the same situation. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,551. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,551 is approved.
Thank you.